Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chase Elliott looking for his second career win.
Three and a half.
Out of turn four. Chase Elliott's going to win at the Munster Mile.
That was insane, man. It was crazy. It is Dukes and Bell. And Chase Elliott joining us right now on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is good to have you on the program, Chase, man. How are you feeling? How you doing?
Doing good. How about y'all?
Congratulations on your second win, man. I got to see the tail end of the Watkins Glen race and then winning the Monster Mile, brother. You got a roll going.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know about a roll, but it was a good day on Sunday and good opportunity to grab a win there at the end with those guys on some different strategies, and we'll take it.
Before we get into some race stuff, Talladega's coming up. I know you're a big Braves fan, man. What a season it was, huh?
I know. I'm devastated. I was there last night, and yeah, I know, man. I think like everybody else, I'm proud of the year. They were so much fun to watch. I mean, as everybody knows, and I mean, if you got bored watching the Braves this year, then you're not a baseball fan. It was a lot of fun. I wish they could have kept it going, but to me, I feel like they achieved a lot, you know, for a group that's really young. So hopefully, he gets more opportunities.
It's a NASCAR driver, Chase Elliott. And for those who are not fans of NASCAR, where you been? Chase's dad, Bill, is pretty good, too. Growing up, I mean, there was no way you weren't going to be a race car driver, right?
Well, you never know. Certainly what I wanted to do. Now, whether or not it made it that far, who knows? But it's, it worked out good to this point, and you never know where you'll end up. But, yeah, I've enjoyed it so far.
Let's talk about Talladega coming up. Obviously, it's a big one. And they, I was just telling Mike, you know, they spent a lot of money, I think $50 million, the redevelopment endeavor there at Talladega.
In the infield?
The
really?
Infield. The whole thing? Yeah. Have you had a chance to see any of that, Chase?
How many million? I missed that.
50. 50 mil.
50.
Wow. No, I have not. I guess they did it between the first race and now. I haven't been there since the spring race. So, yeah, we'll see what it looks like.
I mean, the thing with plate racing, and I know there's some talk about taking the plates off in the future because obviously NASCAR, they might do that at Daytona. Because as a fan, the good news, bad news, some exciting racing, but I know for a driver, Chase, it's got to be so aggravating when you get caught up in the big one, which always seems to happen.
It does. I mean, the thing is, I don't think taking the plates off will ever be an option anymore. I mean, we'd be going so fast. If a car were to get turned around backwards, I mean, you're not ever going to keep them on the ground. They don't stay on the ground as is. So I think that's the big fear of taking the plates off and letting them go is, you know, God knows how fast we'd be going, and that's fine. But when you get turned around and you get up in the air and you can get in the stands or whatever it is, that's the kind of thing that nobody wants. So it's not just the safety of us, but people watching too.
Dawsonville, stand up. Chase Elliott joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And what's your rituals before a race? Do you do certain things that you have to do in a certain order? Well, what's the norm for you?
Yeah, I'm not real superstitious, but yeah, my Sundays really look kind of about the same every week. I mean, you know, we have certain obligations and things that we have to do. So afternoon races, you know, I get up and take care of the obligations that I have to do for my team and whatnot, and then after that, go to the driver's meeting, which is a obligatory meeting every week for the drivers and the crew chiefs, and then after that, I have basically enough time to eat lunch, and then I go to a team meeting that we sit down, you know, like just the nine team, and talk about our day and kind of finalize things, and then we get started. So, yeah, Sundays go pretty quick.
Driving the number nine, Napa Car, man. It's our buddy. We call you buddy. Chase Elliott with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Here's the thing, Chase. You obviously grew up in the sport. You knew the risks. I was blown away. I don't know if you had a chance to see, and you've driven for Dale on Junior Motorsports, but Dale Jr.'s interview this week on HBO where he talks about the concussions. I mean, has he talked to you about that, or were you blown away, or did you know about that?
Yeah, I knew I knew that the concussion stuff was going on, and you know, I'm not going to act like I was involved in the conversations he had with his doctors or anything, because I certainly was not. But I know that it's a very serious thing, and you know, over time, I feel like, you know, helmets and things have developed in all categories, whether it's us or football or whatever. But you know, he hasn't always had that. You know, and in the beginning of his career, helmets probably weren't what they are now. And even helmets now, I mean, there's no guarantee you're not going to get a concussion with as hard as we hit things sometimes. So, it's a very serious thing. And I think for him, I think that's why he had such pride in last year and being able to go out on his own terms, you know, and to not let that end his career, because, man, that would be a bummer to, you know, not go out when you wanted to.
Chase, you know, you win the cup race prior to your 23rd birthday, right? And you start thinking about your age and your accomplishments, and all of a sudden you're thinking, all right, do you have certain things in your life that you feel like, I want to be able to say I did this prior to this age, or you're just along for the ride and where it takes you? Because a lot of people are saying, you know, what you've already accomplished, only the fourth driver in series history to win twice before your 23rd birthday.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I think that, you know, for me, just to try to win a race, I think was the big one that obviously took a long time to get over. And then, you know, I think just trying to win consistently, you know, I feel like there's a group of guys that have the strength and the ability to win consistently and often, and are dominant when things are in their favor. And I think at the end of the day, just trying to get to that level, because if you can make it to that level, the championship opportunities and things are going to be there. So I think just trying to win consistently, win often, show strength, show dominance in a race and races throughout a season, kind of tried to put yourself amongst that top tier of guys, to me is the most important thing right now. And I think that, you know, I'm lucky to have a really good group around me. I really feel like that we can do that. So, we're working hard at it, and hopefully we can align ourselves above the rest.
Chase Elliott's with us here, guys. Just one, as we said, back at Dover. Obviously, Georgia boy, and, of course, driving the number 9 Napa car, driving the Camaro. He joins us here on Dukes and Bell. Here's the thing, Chase. You're like one of the big stars in the sport, and the sport's at a crossroads. We saw that the road course variable they threw in there at Charlotte, which I thought was kind of cool. They're talking about dropping horsepower at some of the tracks. I mean, are the rules, are you happy with where they're taking the sport right now?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I can't really complain. I mean, first off, it's not my decision, so, you know, it's not my job to make the rules. I just try to do my job the best I can and try to win and take whatever the challenges are and, you know, try to make the most of them. But, you know, my thing is with the rules, and kind of what I've told people is I don't really care what they do or how they do it. You know, I think that, you know, the best teams are certainly going to figure out a way to get better. And where I will have a problem with it, if it ever comes to this, is if the best drivers and teams can no longer show dominance or put themselves in position to win and win often. If that is gone, and people that, you know, probably don't have any hand in racing with certain guys, are winning and aren't deserving of that, then that's when I'll have a problem and will speak up. But to me, as long as the best can still rise to the top and show that, I have no issue with it.
Well, good luck, man. Talladega, Sunday, October 14th, guys. It's the 1000bulbs.com, 500. And we are wishing you the best and certainly cheering you on, Chase. Thanks for jumping on with Dukes and Bell, man. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.